it's indeed a very absurd situation, considering the fact that the litigation has rather taken too long, and not only actually litigation, but government has been procrastinating on the issue of resolving the wrangles. Right from the time I assumed office, we have had hiccups here and there. We have had these battles to sort out issues of governance, to ensure that the people of Kampala get quality services, and to give me the opportunity to deliver on my commitment towards the people, my mandate. Unfortunately, government seem not to be willing to yield any ground or to cede any ground to me to ensure that I deliver, given the fact that I come from the opposition. What is happening, it would appear government is ready, is in for a long haul, which is likely to take almost the entire tenure of my office. What does that mean? The ramification is that they are incapacitating me, they are blocking me from executing my duties, and I'm not delivering as per my manifesto and the commitment. But secondly, to engage me in a battle that is taking its toll on me as an individual, because this is a strenuous battle, it is costing me heavily, and it is the involving my family. My own mother right now is apprehensive. She is down with hypertension. Even my father is not feeling well. Time and again, they attend to TV, to radio. They listen to funny stories. Lukwag has been arrested. This ping pong is in the court. His deputy is involved in leaks with the Inspector General Police. Government is taking over the office. Government will not allow him to take over. They hear the president saying all sorts of things that I and Kamechiza Besigye are murderers and so on and so forth. All that kind of stuff is making it extremely difficult for me to lead a normal life.
Controversially were impeached. But then in the impeachment, they said that you were incompetent and you abused office such that it is untenable for you to stay in office, since the council members voted unanimously to kick you out of office because of these allegations. They said they have legitimate grounds that you are not good for the city.
You said the impeachment was null and void right from the beginning, because how flawed the process was. Right from the time the tribunal sat, and I kept on challenging it in the courts of law. And subsequently, when counsel was about to sit to pass the impeachment motion, I got an order restraining the minister in charge of Kampala proceeding the meeting. All the councillors, all the authority members were restrained by court. They defied the court order. I decided to go to court to challenge that they took. And I was successful before Justice Mary and subsequently before Justice Lady Mugambi. She passed she issued an order. The effect that the meeting, which was convened by the minister in charge of the purported impeachment, was null and void and was of no consequence. And indeed, she restrained all government agencies and individuals from ever interfering with my office, ever blocking me from executing my obligations. Subsequently, they decided to get an order which is neither here nor there, and decided to challenge that in the Supreme Court. And the matter is coming up on Thursday this week before a panel of 5 justices of the Supreme Court. So I took that course of litigation to ensure that justice prevails. And government has not respected that process. Because as we talk right now, I should be in office. Because the order of Justice Mugambi, which declared the impeachment null and void, has never been set aside by any superior court.
Knowing that you were on hostile grounds, why wouldn't you seek a compromise to work to better the lives of people of Kampala instead of the situation you find yourself in that does not augur well for the people of Kampala?
It has never been my wish, and it was not out of my free will of volition, to take the course of litigation to address the crisis we are facing, the impasse at the wall. I had no choice. I was pushed against the wall. If you looked at the record, right from the time I was insecrated, I was installed as the Lord Mayor. I made it categorically clear, and I still stand by that position, that we must build synergies. And I must work hand in hand with various government departments and agencies. It has never been my position to take that course where I'm seen as to be belligerent, I'm taking on the state in endless battles. I've always embraced in a forum which government organized, including a dialogue with the government, which was initiated in parliament. There was a team led by the prime minister on the side of government. And my side, I had my lawyers, I had the then leader of opposition, Honorable Nanda Ramaphosa, and many others. And I embraced the proposal for a dialogue. But this NRM government, seems not be ready for any such amicable settlement of this impasse we are facing. This is largely because we are having a one-man's rule. President Museveni thinks he's the alpha and the omega of everything. He doesn't believe in a shared vision. And I've told my colleagues, I've told everybody in the government, you cannot develop this city on the basis of a one man's vision. It has to be a shared vision. So President Museveni believes that the opposition has no ideas whatsoever. And that's why he is taking the confrontation approach. Even when he was touring Kampala last week, he described me as a murderer. He described me with all sorts of things. And indeed, he made a very unconscionable statement that the law diluted the position of the Lord Mayor. And he said, I'm just wearing robes with no value, with no title, with no responsibility at all. And that is the perception he holds, which is very, very unfortunate.